All right.
We're back with Put Your Money on Your Left. This segment, we are going to talk. You got me up there, Justin. We're going to talk with Brandon Haugh. Brandon played college football at Rutgers. He's got a Super Bowl ring from the Seattle Seahawks. What year was that, Brandon?
The NFC Championship ring is 2006. We did lose to Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh,
congratulations.
Okay. Sapphire?
It's your own better.
All yeah, right, Sapphire's got to edit her emails a little bit.
That was my fault.
But anyway.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay.
But you played,
it's just my shame.
But some
anger still involved.
But you but you're a bona fide NFL player, play with a lot of teams, and then in Europe, and then you've retired, and you're currently working in the medical cannabis field. And you went to Oaksterdam University, which is a cannabis university, and what is that all about?
Well, actually, it's a great university, man. Like, they teach you from all the laws, maybe if you want to even run your business, and then they go and teach you from the seed all the way to the harvest of exactly how to do it in a very, very organic way. If you want to use hydroponics, they have that too, but very informative. I'm not the only ex-NFL player that's been there. I'm not going to say the names, but they have walls and lists and pictures. And if someone to ask me if they were to try to start to grow on any type of serious level for themselves, mm-hmm. I would tell them to go to Oaksterdam University.
Now, is that an online university, or what is that? Are they located somewhere?
They're in Oakland.
Oh, they are in Oakland. Okay.
Well, yeah, Oakland. You go in, they got teachers. Yeah.
All right.
You sit in, you take notes. Yeah.
Oh, cool beans.
It's real. It's the whole thing.
All right. I guess you got the name from Amsterdam, which is that's a kind of a cool. You know what you call that, Richard, when you combine two names like that? That's a portmanteau. Did you know that?
Portmanteau, yeah. But I mean, it was Oakland and Amsterdam.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
So how many?
The portmanteau on us.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Very nice.
How many students have gone there?
Oh, it's quite a bit.
I got to be thousands, man. They have classes all the time.
I looked on the normal site there, and I think they've got like 25,000 alumni, for God's sake. So very high enrollment, so to speak. But so now you want to help players who are dealing. Look, let's get serious about the injuries and treatment and everything else. Everyone knows in the NFL there's pain involved, and a lot of times lifetime pain. And you're all about helping them deal with these injuries, right? So what have we learned about cannabis and football?
What we've learned is there's actually no medicine right now for the brain trauma that players have from concussions. So there is, but there's not, it's not hopeless, because there's been studies using marijuana overseas that had a 50% recovery rate from a doctor named Dr. Mashulam over in, I think, Hebrew University.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in touch with a guy named Pete with Canafit, and right now I think in a month or so we're going to go in front of some people to see if we can do some legitimate studies for our players and see if we can get them connected to try to find a like medicine to be possibly one of the beginning stages of the first medicines for brain trauma, anybody else that has this kind of ailment.
Not to mention all the physical pain, right, that they have to deal with as an ex-player, and actually probably as an active player, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's medications. Go ahead.
I'm saying cannabis is on the NFL prohibited list, though, correct? I mean, if they're drug
absolutely.
Testing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you think that will ever change?
I know it's going to change because the NFL is it's kind of centered with, basically how the rest of the population feels about things and feels about them.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the public, moves and says that we want this and we believe that it's okay, then the NFL will probably fall soon behind that. Mm-hmm. But the only way to do that is really just inform people. I try to tell people all the time, I don't ever have to push you to medical marijuana and its benefits. All I have to do is give you the information. You're going to go there on your own.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, it's been legal in Canada for a long time. That's an entire country, right? Any other countries that it's...
It's correct, Joe, that Canada is an entire country.
I mean, where it's legal, Richard. We don't have... They got provinces. Obviously, here, we're going piecemeal approach, state by state. But are there any other countries that have, in addition to Canada, that have legalized cannabis?
I think Uruguay did something, if I'm not mistaken.
Jump in there, Sapphire, if you have any other thoughts on this.
Yeah, definitely Uruguay did in 2010.
Huh.
We, by the way, didn't even introduce this person who just spoke.
We're going to get to Sapphire more in the second half anyway. But you're, I think you're right. You're right on there, Brandon, because as we get more states legalizing it and getting more aware and dealing with... But, you know, we actually banned... We had a prohibition of alcohol for an entire decade, you know, years ago. So, and look where that boomeranged back. Those must have been crazy times. Can you imagine today if they made alcohol illegal? So, but anyway, it's obviously a learning curve and whatnot. But what kind of, I have any other players joined with you in your mission here?
Have I met any other players?
Yeah, I mean, have many have joined with you.
He was wondering who else?
Who else?
Oh man, I don't state names, I don't know who wants to be known for what right now, you know, because of the stigma, and I don't like putting people.
No.
But yeah.
But I'm just saying in terms of numbers, is it, you know, it's several hundred, would you say, or?
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
I would say that.
Well, I remember Chuck Muncy, famous chair, the late, great Chuck.
The late Chuck Muncy.
I know he would probably be on the bandwagon with you. And you guys ought to get a hold of Bill Walton, too. I'm sure he probably has some interesting advocacy things to say. Sapphire, have you heard from him at all? Or
no, not Bill, but to answer your other question, we have gotten people like Ricky Williams, Eugene Monroe, who just got cut from the Ravens, has been outspoken and donated lots of money for cannabis research.
There you go. Well, there must be some good research now. What do we know more now today about cannabis that we didn't know 5, 10, 20 years ago? I mean, everyone's just kind of castigated it years ago, but we're obviously there's great medical use for this, right?
Uh-oh. You asking me or Sapphire?
Okay.
Brandon, go ahead.
So say the question one more time.
Well, I'm just saying, what do we know more today about cannabis? When you say education and awareness, what are the more current and strong talking points that we know now that we didn't know 5, 10, 20 years ago?
Well, I'll say that as far as it's just, I guess, the basis of the population, because as far as known, I mean, marijuana has been known to do all the things that we're bringing to light for a long, long time, much more than 5, 10 years ago. I want to say the Freedom Information Act and the freedom for people to get the correct information that the stigma wasn't behind before.
Mm-hmm.
And, and that's why I really kind of want to do the studies now, because I already know what it's going to produce.
Right.
But to get people on board, you need the legitimacy.
But, I mean, we have people with dementia, people with HIV, we have glaucoma, we have, I'm hearing about cannabis oil now for even children and epilepsy. So, anyway, we'll explore more of that. Brandon Hall, thanks for being our guest, and good luck with everything, okay? We'll come right back.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, we'll come right back with more of It's My Life right after this. Hang on.